chévere. Pichi chévere.
Ay, Peach.
Lexus. On est mémé. When I start, I thought the players over.
Yeah,
I brought a message, but I can do that.
I can do that.
Live it for the best leader. Live it for Femi and the gang. No missing, no missing. When it didn't make football field, dribble your father, been a do save them, do you? I did go more high. Talk to ref anyhow. You know they fear. Why red card in every fuck? Dribble your boss, you must owe me apology. Where were you when the girl was slept in the balcony? Now you are watching my TV on the canopy. Where? Yeah, audience. No man, audience. Femi and the gang is the best in this career. Audience, yeah me. No man, audience. Femi and the gang is the best in this career. When I start, I thought the players over. I brought a message, but I can do that. Live it for the best leader. Live it for Femi and the gang. When I start, I thought the players over. I brought them lay on a Messi, but I can do that. Live it for the best leader. Live it for Femi and the gang. Live it for Femi and Bola. Gucci and Serafina, who for man, come out. Emmanuel, let's man go. Very soon, online is a go.
It's a go, and we are ready to go. As I come in here on this show with my brothers at arms and friends from another planet, and so some of them, how do you say it? My intention is to obey every instruction to the letter. So I've been given three priorities. Priority number one is to drive engagement via the phone lines, WhatsApp and Twitter. Priority number two is for me to amplify the presence of our digital platforms. And priority number three is to make the show fun, according to my Lord and personal savior this evening, Sam Wine. Akwan, how are you doing, Sam? Welcome to the show.
Always a pleasure for me. Good evening to you. Good evening to the listener out there who's tuning into the broadcast. Another Tuesday. It's taken about 3 weeks for us to have another opportunity to have game on because of the live football.
Yep.
But always a pleasure to do this exciting, talking about the biggest and latest football conversations. And I'm pumped ready for it.
I can't wait. Also in the broadcast today, he's got a voice that used to belie his age, but now I think age is catching up. So the voice and the age are gradually synchronizing. Welcome, Tony Du Bois.
Yeah, Femi, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm still a very sweet boy,
yeah.
sweet young boy.
Yes, yes.
At heart, you know.
But, at heart.
At heart.
Yeah.
But yeah, good to be here. It's always my heart lit up. I mean, every time I see you here. Because it's such a great honor doing this for a man who's giving so much to what, you know, I currently love doing. And, you know, it's always a sign that, you never just leave this. It feels like something that's part of your blood.
And yeah, it doesn't.
You just have to hold on to it. So, yeah, I'm excited. Let's do this.
Yeah. You know, our profession is one of the most fortunate. You really don't have a retirement age unless
Absolutely.
You choose not to continue. I mean,
except you can't talk anymore.
Yes. Unless you lose your voice.
Yeah.
Some of us probably had talked about Victor Osimhen's uncles. You know, playing football when he was running around in his panties.
Right.
And now we're talking about him. We'll probably talk about his son playing football.
Absolutely.
And you know, there's the beauty of it. You don't get to retire. And like you say, even if you leave it, it really doesn't leave you. You just move on to some other phase if you want to. So welcome to the show. We are a cohesive unit. And talking about cohesion, we got a friend in the house. You're going to meet him in just a bit. Let us keep that a little mystery. It will come. But I'd mentioned the CMA just a while ago. There has been, I saw this little post on Twitter.
Yeah.
I think is Ashiwaju Larry.
All right, yeah.
You know, Ashiwaju Larry.
The influencer.
Yes, the influencer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he was saying, I saw him tweeting, he said, if not for Osimhen, waiting for Konsami with Napoli. Napoli lose in the Premier League.
I can imagine.
You know, and you know, going off that, John Obi Mikel has come out to say he would wish that Victor Osimhen will come to Chelsea. He's literally telling him, come over to Chelsea. One, will it ever happen? Two, do you think that, I don't know, which club would you rather, which club do you think that Osimhen will go to? Which clubs will he run away from and why? There are some teams that some players will not go to. And because David and Victor have something in common, I would like to start from you. Osimhen to Chelsea, Mikel Obi says so. Do you say so?
Mikel to Chelsea.
Osimhen to Chelsea.
Mikel has already gone to Chelsea.
I mean,
there and back again.
Osimhen to Chelsea. Pardon me. I don't know. I don't know. Mikel should rest. I think he should genuinely rest. You know, Femi, he has been saying this for over a year now on different platforms at different times. And you could understand his fellow countryman is doing great. And he wants, you know, his fellow countryman to play for a club that means a whole lot to his heart. Understandable. But I tell you what, it's not something you sit over, you know, a random conversation and say. The future of Victor Osimhen is very complicated at the moment. You have a feeling that he'll get his chance, all right, to actually move from Napoli. When that will be, we're not particularly sure. Maybe 2 years from now, maybe three, maybe one, you never know. You have to look at, you know, the financial power needed to drag a player of that importance to the club, you know, which is a big talk. We saw, you know, deals in the region of hundreds of millions rejected by De Laurentiis just a couple of months back. So, yeah, the indices are very complicated. Can Chelsea cough out that much? We know how much they've spent so far. We know that the FFP is sneaking on them already. We know that they're also trying their very best to balance the books with the way they structure some of their deals, trying to place some wisdom around it. But yeah, that's one, you know, cause of concern. Can they make that deal happen in terms of the financial engagements? Absolutely. Todd Boehly have got the money. Even if it's 200 million to pay, he's got that money and he's shown that. So the issue of can Chelsea afford him, that's not a conversation. The question is, can a deal happen given how much they've spent so far in the last few years? Is Chelsea the right club for him? It's a hard question to sit here and answer. You know, it's looking into the future and saying this should be. I don't own the future. I can't see the future. In the interim, does he fit into what Chelsea is building? Probably. But Chelsea is a club that is still trying to discover itself or rediscover itself. It's going through a phase at the moment. You know, is this something that would welcome a player like Osimhen? We know he thrives under probably any condition. But I'm not sure I want to see him at Chelsea just yet.
So if you are a friend, family,
no,
or close acquaintance, you would advise him to go.
I would advise him to join a starting Real Madrid. I would advise him.
How about Man United?
Not Man United. Man United have got a striker out of it.
Okay.
You know, but a Real looks like, you know, that platform that we're waited
there's
for
no
a Nigerian.
There's no striker yet.
There's no striker. Joselu is I don't know.
Yeah.
He hasn't got the personality to play for Real. Victor Osimhen feels like, you know, a player who can go into that team. He's got the charisma. He's got the humility.
And still the shine of Jude Bellingham.
Well, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
That's a different conversation.
Yeah.
But I think he can go into that team and do a job. Okay. So yeah, I would advise him. I prefer he goes to a Real. This is a team that will constantly compete for the top honors globally.
You do make a point there, though. Sam, what do you think?
Well, I think what gives credence to what Mikel is trying to say is the fact that if you look at what he represents or what he typifies as a striker, his attributes, Chelsea over the years have always made something of those sort of players. Mm-hmm. Didier Drogba is the typical example that comes to mind. Diego Costa is another one who thrived. And if you look at the different attributes of strikers you have in football, the Fernando Torreses and Co. didn't quite work out. Mm-hmm. So at Napoli and maybe at a little bit at Wolfsburg and at Lille, we've seen a man who fits into what Chelsea represents. And again, there's the African connection. Chelsea have always been very kind, now in quotes, to African players. And there's always been players who went there and made a name for themselves. So Mikel is maybe driving at that and saying, look, I've seen you play football, especially for the Super Eagles of Nigeria, and I think you fit what Chelsea have always been as a football club, what they want. And right now, you can't argue that he doesn't give them that at the moment. They've had strikers, Nicholas Jackson, upcoming, hasn't really found his foot yet. We've known what they've done with the other strikers they've had. So I think that's the angle Mikel is trying to come from. Look, you have what they're looking for. Why not go there and give them exactly what they've profited from over the years? So on the basis of that, I would say yes, maybe Chelsea would be a better option for him, looking at what the other clubs have that are not working.
Well, maybe here's a good time to tell you that you can join this conversation at any time through our social media handles on X, formerly Twitter, at Nigeria Info FM, at Nigeria Info FM. On Facebook.
Nigeria Info FM.
Are we streaming though?
No,
we're not streaming. But you can catch clips of this show later. Facebook, yeah. Nigeria Info 99.3. All right. And we'll go to the phone lines in just a bit. And also our WhatsApp number is there. Sam will share that with you in just a bit. Victor Osimhen is a Man U fan, isn't he?
Yep, he said that.
He's a Man U fan. Yes, he is a Man U fan. What? You don't know how to...
I don't know. Why is he a Man United fan? I really...
Every player.
Given that, lot of his friends and circle are Chelsea fans.
Yeah, but...
A lot of his friends.
Yeah, everybody in my family is a Man U fan. I'm not a Man U fan. So, it doesn't matter.
It really doesn't matter.
Okay. You know, I was going to wait for his introduction later, but seeing as we still have, I think, give and take 5 minutes before.
I wouldn't trust that.
You wouldn't trust
that? Check it.
I wouldn't trust that.
You can check it.
It's 25 and it will go at 25.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. Okay, it will go at 25. I will keep that secret. We'll come back and then we'll share what we have. We'll go to the phone lines, drop your comments on Twitter and on WhatsApp so we can piggyback to you when we return. We are Femi and the Gang. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. Right back at you. And just before the break, I was telling you we had a surprise for you. We'll launch the surprise in just a bit. But a tiny little extra surprise, which is no surprise at all, is that Chuma joins the broadcast now. Chumality, how you did?
I've been good.
Yeah. Yes, the enemies don't want...
highly spiritual, the enemies, as Wizkid would love to say.
Yeah.
Took a bit of permission from my boss. You know, I'm just a taxi. Samuel is the boss.
Yeah, and the knight. Yeah, he's my boss too. He's the boss. I read out my three priorities. I've not done priority number one.
We'll get there.
Driving engagement via the phone lines. And just before we went on the break, we talked about Mikel's appeal for Osimhen to come to Chelsea, and we wanted to know what the guys thought. We heard the voice. We heard Sam. Chuma, what do you think? Osimhen to Chelsea.
Mikel should allow him to follow his heart, as Mikel was allowed to choose between Mario and Chelsea.
Yeah.
it's a typical
look who's talking.
Yeah, exactly,
case.
That feeling. Because you know, I'm sure Sir Alex Ferguson, every time he thinks about that, from what 18 years
he had been unveiled as a
Man U Jesse and
youth player. Right?
My word, yeah.
He had been unveiled earlier on.
Yeah, allow Victor to choose.
So here's what makes it tricky.
Yeah.
John Obi Mikel also said, well, I know he's Man U and all of that. And, you know, Man U fans around the world and probably the Man U boardroom will be looking at him and saying, this is being cheeky. Do you understand? You know that if the guy was going to go to England, it would be every player's dream to play for his favorite club.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, every player's dream.
Gallo vibes.
Yeah, if the opportunity, you kind of feel if Man U and Chelsea called Osimhen today together at the same time, you kind of feel he will go to Man U?
Of course.
But
he said
video.
It before, guys.
There's a video circulating in the wake of this conversation from Mikel where he said, after the Under-17 World Cup, where he said, he was asked by a journalist, what would you make of a move to Chelsea since you idolised Didier Drogba? And he said that would be the greatest achievement of his career if he ever done the blue of Chelsea.
Yeah.
And that's Victor
Was that before Man U unveiled him? I think it was he and Bala Ezekiel or something that were, I think.
I'm talking about Victor Osimhen.
You are talking about Victor Osimhen.
Initial excitement Victor won the 2015.
Now he's a grown man. Who understands a baby club and an actual football club?
And the business out of it.
Femi, we're going to be honest in this conversation between these two men seated by your side. Honestly, as at today, none of those two teams deserve Victor, with all due respect to them.
Don't play.
Go to where you can win trophies, Victor.
You gotta learn.
Stop intimidating us with your baritone. Right. So what you're saying is neither of these two men deserve
so we should tap
men.
Out. Oh,
let's tap out.
Let me now understand why you see men.
All right, guys. So let's introduce our guest. He's a great friend of the house, a great, Femi and the gang.
Aficionado.
Ex-co. Some Femi and the gang people that you don't know, wherever they are, they rep the team and they've been our friends and close allies for a long time. And this is one young man who's done so much for football, especially grassroots football, youthful grassroots football in this Lagos year after year. And he's gone outside of Lagos to do it in other parts of this country. People probably know him as Cohesion Football. His real name is Damilare Obagbemi. Damilare, how are you doing, brother?
In fact, the... I'm very well, sir. Yeah. I'm very well, Femi and the gang. It's always a great pleasure to be here. And thank you for always having us. And most especially, thank you, sir, you know, for encouraging us.
One more, sir. I'll fly over the table and punch you in the nose.
Oh, no. Okay, fine. Maybe I'm too, traditionalist. I'm too traditional. Okay, like I said. Okay. You know, thank you for always supporting the initiative called Cohesion Football. Because your support alone goes a long way. It keeps encouraging us to do more. And that's why we are here today. That's why we are here. Yeah.
We will talk about Cohesion Football in just a bit. Sam, do we have some comments on the Chelsea situation? Meanwhile, as we're talking Chelsea, because we've thrown Man U into that, we might throw that conversation into the mix. Will Man United make top four? Gary Neville says no. He believes United are far away from making the top four come the end of the season. And I'm thinking, I don't know. Tony's pinching his nose. The last time I sat down with Tony to watch a Man U game, and yeah, I really felt sorry for football fans. Like, you know that thing where you're like, how do you people do this to yourself? Yeah. But top four, Man United, yes, no?
Absolutely no.
No, okay. So you agree with Gary Neville?
Yeah.
End of discussion.
Which is unlikely. I don't know why I'm doing that, but but just for the records, I mean, last season he put them under the bus that they weren't, and they finished third. So remember, the context of that statement was based on their current reality. Prior to the season starting, he put them as third, and then after the last few, you know, he hiccups
yeah.
and all of that. He is now okay. They can't qualify in
the top, can't make top four. Yeah, right. Yeah, maybe the next time we'll talk about them, we'll be thinking.
Champions.
Yeah, they might be able to escape relegation.
Guys are using reverse psychology.
Yeah.
Femi, we've seen Mancini do this thing. Sorry, right. Mancini.
Yeah.
The season that Man City won the title on the final day, United were ahead, of course, with like 5 games to the end of the campaign. Mancini said Man City cannot win it again. We're out of it completely. You can go and find it on YouTube. That video is still there. We're out of it. We cannot win it. Waiting up and then win them.
Gary's.
You guys are using reverse psychology on us.
Gary's just mean. It's just mean. Great. Honest guy.
Yeah. I mean, I like the guy again. He's
you like him? You like him?
I like him.
He's perhaps one of the most trolled pundits.
Yeah, yeah. I like him. He says nonsense all the time. but I mean, I like it. I have a nice photo of us that we took together in the BBC studios in London years back. I think that was 2015. Nice. You know, when we were in London, and he came in for the show. I think the kickoff show. And I was with Bolarin Wow on that occasion, and we had this fun time together.
Cool.
So I like him. He yarns or parts sometimes, but it's okay. But results aside, Sam, what is it that you see that barkingly rules Man United out of top four place from what you've seen so far?
For me personally, I don't think United should be ruled out of the top four.
Okay.
In that same conversation that Gary Neville said this, he's also acknowledged that, I said this last time around and they proved me wrong.
Yeah. Hoping again.
Yeah, it happens from a fan perspective. But if I were to really point out what I think rules out Manchester United, there's been a lot of talk about a lack of striker. I think Rasmus, who's come in, can do a job in that department. The defensive unit also not being that cohesive, and a lack of a creativity in that midfield. I think what particularly rules them out would be the mentality of the club. Certain players in that squad don't necessarily have that winning mentality that is so used. Manchester United are so used to over the years. You've got a lot of kids, not kids in that sense. You've got a lot of players who haven't really won stuff. And they're bringing them together into a team where the expectation is at its peak, it's quite difficult. So it may not be because they don't have the football abilities or the quality in that side. It would just be the manager needing a little bit of time to bring that team up to a place where they can say, we've built a mentality, especially off of last season where they won the Community Shield or the Carling Cup?
Won the Carabao Cup.
Yeah, bring them up together 2-3 more years and let them have that winning culture. If they can lay hands on another one, it will be good. So I think it's going to be the mentality rather than the talent that everybody is saying, they don't have it in quantum to be able to compete for the title. Mentality for me,
I think it's off-field distraction. Femi will permit me Femi, yeah, I take that read. for 60 seconds or so, off-field distractions. This is the Manchester United side who have had, all in the space of the last 3 months, Glazer family, are you selling? Are you not selling? One part. Still now, they haven't sorted that out. The same Manchester United have had issues with Jadon Sancho. The same United have had issues with Harry Maguire. Are you going to remain with us or not? David De Gea conversation still around. Andre Onana, what's my name? And all of that. So I feel that it's more of the distractions than anything else for this team. And then the competition, because you're going to be saying, normally, who are the traditional top four sides? Who are the traditional top six sides? You have Chelsea in the conversation. You have Manchester United. You have Arsenal. You have Man City. You have Liverpool. Now there are more guys in contention for that place. And there are just four slots we're talking about right now. Tottenham Hotspur may have bottled and had bottling companies in the past. But, with Anja Postecoglou or Postecoglou, he's not posting the wrong details. He's giving us the right details right now. I think that Spurs are in the business. Newcastle, we've seen them in the Champions League and they look like a bunch who can hold their own against top side. So that's the problem. Two major things here that could mess up United. Just like Sam said, not necessarily about the team. The distractions away from that team and then the people they are now battling against for the top four slot. Surely Arsenal and Man City will be there. Surely Liverpool will be there. Who will take that fourth spot? That's where the problem is for Man U.
Interesting this perspective. Let's hear from you guys at home. Osimhen to Chelsea. Man United and the top four place, Gary Neville says no. Tony DeVoice doesn't think so. Sam says don't write them off just yet. Chuma says distraction might be their nemesis. What do you think? What was the numbers again?
0700-993-993-993. That line is for everybody. And ladies, you have a special line. It's 014 014- 01-465-7190.
Can I call that in a very soothing way?
No, you.
I will not.
Unless you can call it. You mean the ladies line?
Yeah.
Or you can call it and say, "Hi, my name is Deborah."
Oof, Mama, we'll probably.
I love new shots fired.
I guess you couldn't even do that, could you?
I'm not
with
sure.
With a soprano voice.
Hi, my name is Deborah. Hi.
You can do it, Tony.
I'm a voice actor.
You're a choir guy.
I can do anything.
Hi, my name is Deborah.
Not bad.
It's bad. Quite bad.
No, not bad because it's terrible.
All right, so the phone lines, we go.
Before
that, yes. So
yeah, there's show. Money to be given away today on the broadcast. You
last
know how
show.
We do. Yeah, last show's got you covered. There's $30,000 to be won today on the broadcast. Remember how it happens. Between 8:15 and 8:25, we get to go to the computer-generated winner and pick that winner and get to call them so you know what it feels like. A couple of days ago, last week was it, they gave away $100,000 to someone to celebrate Nigeria's independence. So it's not $100,000 today, but $30,000.
Well, 30K will go some distance. So what do they need to do, by the way?
Yeah, there's a code that you need to dial. It is *347*880*3#. You dial that code and follow the prompt, and that's the first step to get into winning money on the show today.
Go via it again for somebody who's hearing about you for the first time.
*347*880*3#.
Kamar or Fayed, we see you. You are going to come. We're going to come to you in just a bit. First, to the phone lines we go. And who we got here? Hi. Yikes. You're gone. Hello. How are you?
Hi.
Good evening.
My name is Stella.
Stella?
Is that terrible?
Good voice.
You almost got me there.
Well played. Nice one. I see you.
The voice is
I will
awesome.
Come for you.
Don't worry. You are my new version. Don't worry.
How are you doing, ma'am?
Well, we did there with the pusher.
Oh, yeah. Talk to me.
Yes. About.
Oh, come on. Please call us back. We'll be on the lookout again for you. Hi, good evening. Welcome.
Good evening, Stefan.
How are you? This is a voice
Jessica.
Jessica.
Good evening.
How are you? It's a voice that's not pretending to be a Jessica. So.
No, this is Rita.
Rita, it's Rita. Okay. Perfect.
Yes. Lily.
No, hey. Mr. Femi.
Yes, please.
Everybody is linking Osimhen to Chelsea.
Mm.
In fact, me, I'm off the line.
Where are you linking
if you
to?
Come to Arsenal, please.
Ah?
Arsenal. Why are you guys laughing now?
I don't see why not, actually.
I told you the voice.
Yeah.
Why you? You should not even try it.
I didn't say you should come before. Thank you.
You should not even go.
Thank you. Let him go to Real Madrid.
And Hey, Captain America, please. You people should not even destroy Osimhen's career.
We've got the money.
They have Michael Jackson.
You have Michael Jackson. I said no. So what is it? Enzo, okay, please, you should not. Yeah, okay.
Hey, yeah, what's going on?
What is the acting
Let's
of
see.
Our life?
Yeah, I mean, it's beautiful. Hello, good evening, welcome. Thank you, Rita, by the way. Yeah, how are you?
I'm fine, this is Tony from Ireland.
This is who?
Tony from Ireland.
Okay. Ah, good Lord. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, talk to me.
Good evening, Sam, Tony, and...
Good evening.
Yeah, good evening. Welcome.
Good evening.
Wow.
Hey,
So, I think
Osimhen
should go to Chelsea. Please, you people should not spoil
his
career. Please, Osimhen, that we are hoping that one day he will carry.
We'll win
Ballon
d'Or for us.
Please. If he not go to Chelsea, which number would they give him? Please,
oh,
if not,
does it matter when Didier Drogba got to Chelsea? Was his first jersey was 15. It was later that he became 11. It really doesn't matter. And Cristiano Ronaldo went to Real Madrid. He had to settle for the number 9 and then eventually got his number 7. As a matter of fact, he had to change his CR7 thing to CR9 for a season at Real Madrid.
I know, Femi, but this Chelsea that we are all seeing now. No.
Not this Chelsea.
Not-
but maybe he could go there and resuscitate them. Could we see some of the messages we have?
Yeah, good evening, Femi and the gang. Mikel saying Osimhen should consider Chelsea. My question are, why Chelsea? Why not Chelsea? Why not Real Madrid, Man United or Arsenal? Well, I'll prefer him at Arsenal because he'll work less and score more. Oga Femi, I miss you. This is Kamar from Fire.
I miss you too. But interestingly, he asked why Chelsea? And then he says, why not Chelsea? Chelsea. Okay.
Man, pick a struggle, man.
Let's get
man.
Adegoke from Lekki says, I think Osimhen should go to Manchester United. The team he loves so much. If he plays for Manchester United, he would play with that love he has for them. When you are in love, you give your all to your lover. I believe you know what I don't know what you're talking
He's
about.
Tony that understands this thing.
Why shy away from your love?
The boys left the chat.
Okay, this one says, as a Chelsea fan, I would really love to see Osimhen in our club. Nigeria player indeed. At least that would make me love and support Chelsea the more. Seen Nigerian in my darling club, Chelsea. Osimhen should come. I can't wait. He says, good evening, guys. This one says, it's a bit of a lengthy one. In as much as I want the best for my darling Chelsea, I also want the best for Osimhen. If I were Victor, I will wait till summer of 2025 to see where this Chelsea project is heading and who is going to be the Real Madrid manager when Carlo is gone, because those are the two clubs that will fit his profile.
Absolutely.
Eze Matthew from Ikorodu.
How big a thing is the Xabi Alonso story for Real Madrid?
It is an big. Actual thing.
Yeah, very big. It is big. It looks like that's where the mindset is going.
I'm scared, Femi. I think he needs to complete his circle. I don't think he has yet. We love what he's doing with Bayer Leverkusen. Probably one more experience, you know. And we'll see.
We'll see. Time will tell. We got to come to Dami Larry right now. Cohesion Football 2023. Femi and the Gang and Nigeria Info, proud partners of this grassroots football movement. What can we expect? How do you top what you've done? How do you top what you did the last time in Lagos? Or how do you top what you did in Ogun State?
Okay, so people have always been our backbone. People like Nigeria Info, people like Anthony, people like Sam, people like Brashagi. Because Brashagi played host to the event last year and it gave it a positive vibe. It encouraged us the more. So this year will be better because we are looking at affecting more lives positively through football, because that is part of the objective of Cohesion Football Tournament, because it was born out of a desire to encourage young children to go to school and to play football. And we are giving them this platform to express themselves. And not to forget that it's a free tournament, and that is one of the reasons why a lot of teams look forward to being a part of the best grassroots football tournament in Nigeria. I can authoritatively say that because it is well organized. And this year also, thank God, we have the support of the DFA, that's the Divisional Football Association. They promised us that they will be a part of this year's tournament, though we are still in discussion, and but we are seeing positive responses for them. So this year would be way better. We have more teams participating, and above all, we are including the female team.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes, we are including the female team. 10 female teams will be a part of Cohesion Football Tournament happening in December 19th and 20th in Lagos State at the Stable Surulere, Lagos, because that was where it all started. It still started in Surulere, Lagos. And it's going to be one of the best tournaments you've ever experienced in Lagos. Yes, and a lot of grassroots boys on the street will experience football like never before. There will be sections for them to play games. Apart from playing football, they're going to be playing games because we have some brands that are ready to come give the children that experience, to experience VAR. VAR experience, play soccer, because a lot of these kids don't have this access. And I feel it's supposed to be normal. Yeah, so Croatian is trying to open the horizon that, okay, you can achieve this. You can achieve this while going to school. You can also have fun, play football, and enjoy yourself. Mm. Yeah, and that's what Croatian is all about. Yes. Mm. Yeah.
Fantastic. And I'm hoping that, before I even go into that, where will it be hosted?
Okay, yeah, it'll be up, like I said, it's happening in Surulere, Bode Thomas. Yes.
Bode Thomas.
Yes, that's the stable. The stable. Oh. Yeah, Union Bank stable.
Oh, the Union Bank stable.
Yes, okay. Union Bank stable.
Oh, good. Yeah. We've played there before.
Absolutely.
Lovely place where, you know, the Bankers games used to hold back in the day.
Yes.
Nice pitch. I'm wondering, right? So, it's a two-day event, isn't it?
Yes, it is a two-day event.
Okay.
Yes, it's a two-day event involving 36 teams. So we're going to be having 26 under 13.
How are you going to pack 26 teams over 2 days?
Okay, so it's an aside game.
Okay.
The pitch will be divided into two. Okay. And don't forget that under 13, you're not supposed to be playing a full pitch.
Yeah.
So it's going to be like an aside thing, 10 minutes or 20 minutes. It all depends on what the referee says.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be grouped and all the teams will play against themselves. But there's a way we always do it. And it's like a template that we've been following for the past 4 years, and this year is going to make it the fifth edition. That's why we are increasing the amount of teams participating, and we are also launching with the female teams participate. And we have 10 teams who are excited to be a part of it as well. Yeah,
I mean, I was there last time out. I was, you know, from the draw. I was, you know, I could. You know, just the joy in the eyes of these teams, their coaches, just having those conversations with them. And because, you know, at that point, some of them had been a part of it before that. So I was privileged to be in that room, you know, and I'm looking forward to being there for the draws and being there for the competitions.
You will be there.
You know, most certainly. And I cannot wait. This is beautiful.
Thank you.
And we'll be with you all the way, as we so often do. And our friends, our FAT GFC guys are probably listening and saying, how can we? Maybe we should even have a, if time will permit, maybe we should even do one kind, is it like a novelty game before the final? Mm. If we can do one small novelty game before the final. If FAT GFC versus, who can we play? Who can we whoop? You know,
we'll
we can look
it.
For one team we can whoop.
Can we do something, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So, the Croatian football tournament
the
has...
Croatian All-Stars?
Yes.
Croatian All-Stars. What's happening?
They're all young boys because we have a continuity project as well.
Okay.
So, there are some boys we've picked.
Okay.
Yes.
The All-Stars.
Yes, okay, they're young boys. So,
let's play them now.
Yes, we can play like a novelty match.
Let's play them. Only you won't play before. YGFC. FAT GFC, you guys are hearing. Mobilize.
No, Femi. It can't be FAT GFC. It what? Has to be we, Femi and the gang. Sam, Chuma.
I'm whistling.
Femi, it has to be us.
You.
Yeah.
When was the last time you played 15 like, minutes nice of football?
I can't remember. It depends on the kind of football
you're talking about. You know they follow them, go
so this is what we're doing.
Please. Let it be we.
Okay, FAT GFC will play the first half. FAT GFC will. Wait now. FAT GFC will play the second half.
Where should they?
Did you hear All Stars? what is doing you? All right.
And by the way, Femi, we're going to be having the Femi and the Gang logo on the jersey of the team that will be playing the final. So it will be wonderful.
Beautiful.
Be really good. It will be good.
Are you on us, Damilari? Beautiful.
Of course. We can't but honor our Femi and the Gang and Nigerian Famous especially because they've given us a voice, you know, to speak and to express ourselves as well through the platform you guys are giving us and to spread the message of football and also encourage the young ones to achieve things. Okay, to encourage young ones that they can achieve success through football and through education. Yes, so we can't but honor you guys, and we look forward to you also coming to the draws.
Yeah, I will be there. I definitely will be at the draws. The draws is in November.
It's going to be happening in November, but the date will be communicated real soon. Okay. Yes, but it's happening in November.
So we'll wait.
I think second week of November.
I mean, some teams are listening now, wondering, please, can we still participate? I think it's too late.
Yes, it's too late, but we've given some teams some criteria, so some teams might fall out, but maybe they can't be more than two.
Okay.
Yes, so hopefully they fall out. If they don't, because we have our criteria for picking teams, because we don't just pick at random. We visit our teams secretly.
Yeah. Okay.
Secretly, because we have, like I said, of grassroots coaches that we work with as well.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yes. So
there is a standard that
there's
you
a
want
standard as well. Yes. So we don't look out for like the ready-made teams like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So we don't look out for, because there are a lot of teams that are struggling. You know, some coaches just earn like 50-50 naira, you know, from these boys that they contribute.
Yeah.
Yes. Some coaches just train with like two balls for like a month.
I know that thing. I had played for, you know, when we were young. It was like that. You go for training, you pay money every time.
Wow, maybe you've been through a lot.
Yeah, I have been. That's why I know. That's why in my old age, I can still play better than you.
And one good thing about cohesion that a lot of coaches and players talk about is because they don't just play football, they go home with gifts.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, they go home with goodie bags. And so every child that comes to play, you know, they go home with goodie bags, you know, full of water bottles, Royco, but a lot of biscuits, educational materials. So it's always something Lagos State's children look forward to, because we also give them a reason to celebrate the season, because not everybody have the opportunity to see Father Christmas or to visit. So we just give them you play football, have fun, then you can go on with gifts as well. And their parents are always excited, because parents also come to, most especially Ogun State. A lot of their parents came, mothers. They came to watch their kids. One of the mothers saw her son score. She was all over the field, like, hey, oh, mommy, you're in. you know, so that's the joy. So we just like bring them together. Come enjoy yourself. It's not a do or die thing. Come enjoy yourself, have fun, and go on with gifts. Yes. And that's what makes Croatian football tournament unique and different.
We'll look forward to this.
Absolutely.
And to be honest with you, we cannot wait. Just for the record, the date once again,
December 19th and 20th.
Yes. The draw will hold in November.
We'll be
there. Yes. And by the way, if you hear the music stopping abruptly and going back, that is Sam,
DJ
aka
Sam.
DJ Olodo. The guy knows many things, but music is not what he knows. Music.
He knows music.
I get lost. I get lost in Coldplay. There are no rules with Coldplay.
The thing we just want for you, just drag it back. Like, you know, you're disrespecting music. You let it land on a note. You take it back to another note. Eden Hazard has retired. Oh, he's finally retired. The question is, why the rush? It's really surprising. And you wonder, why is he retiring? Why is he not going to Saudi Arabia for one last payday? It's got to be something serious. It's like this whole injury thing. It's like, I don't know. Does football ever leave you? Has football left Eden Hazard? What is going on? I'm a Real Madrid fan. I couldn't be bothered. I felt we were bashy bazooks for whatever we did in the Eden Hazard thing. Maybe we shouldn't have bought him when we did. He was at the height of his game. We brought him, allowed him to holiday. He got fat, and then he got constantly injured. And he just, you know, did you know Eden Hazard never played 1 second of El Clasico?
Yeah.
Not 1 second of El Clasico.
His last fixture was with Chelsea in 18?
Yeah,
that was the last.
How can you be at Real Madrid for last, so how many years was he at Real Madrid for?
5 years.
Left in 2019.
5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Five years.
Yeah.
You are in Real Madrid for 5 years and you didn't play one classical second of football.
Classical is not played every day, fam. Yeah.
Come on, man. You've been there 5 years. There have been a minimum of ten classicals. That's league classicals alone.
There are some in the Copa del Rey.
Come on, man.
You have exhibition. Preseason.
Even James Rodriguez Super Copa. Classical.
Super Copa.
Even James Rodriguez, who at some point Zidane just couldn't stand him.
Yeah.
You know,
he's zoned out mentally.
I said this jokingly on the show while hosting it yesterday to my guys Brownish and Overdose. Give people the right name, you know. Victor Boniface, he's a Victor at the moment, scoring goals. Victor Osimhen is a Victor. Overdose of too much things, like we told him yesterday. Yeah. Hazard. At the point, football is going to be hazardous to him.
But and that's the truth. You can't blame him. It's his family name now. That's his family name. Because, his own name is
Ian. This guy was the face of the Premier League at the point. You know when you ask who's the biggest name in the Premier League or who's the biggest name in the Spanish La Liga at the point we had Messi and Ronaldo in La Liga. At the point,
he was a shoe-in. He was a shoe-in for the Ballon d'Or.
Yeah, he was that good. And then, you know, he moves on to the Spanish La Liga. I know there's always that argument about the pressure that comes with playing with Real Madrid. It's the biggest club in the world. But, hey, a certain 20-year-old or 19-year-old from ex-Birmingham, Bellingham, who, of course, went to Borussia Dortmund as well, is making it look like it's an easy thing to play for Real Madrid. So why not you, Hazard? You know, yes, you've had your own fair share of battles with injuries. There's something Mikel said, which is something I'm sure that maybe rubbed off on him too, Hazard. And Mikel said, even at Chelsea, you know, certain people are gifted. Femi, you can relate with this. Even on these microphone job of ours, you know, certain people who don't have to prep that much, you just come in and their flow is seamless. Even though, funny enough, the very best guys I've had the pleasure of working with, one of those is our head of sports, Matt Leighton. And I'm not saying that because I'm in the studio. These are people who take their time to prepare. I had a colleague in Port Harcourt, Sammy Wejia, too. These guys can prep for shows for 2 days.
When they come
in, they are flowing seamlessly.
Yeah.
They're already good, but they also prep. You know, so Hazard, Mikel had said, was one of the laziest players in training.
He'd ever seen.
You know, so you know, maybe he worked for you at Leo and at Chelsea. You were getting older by the time you went to Real Madrid. You also had that pressure. And you mentioned the thing about him being overweight. And then you're now going there and you're struggling, man. And he never got it right after that. So his name played against him towards the end of his career. But we will remember him. I will remember him. I choose to remember him as one of the best players Chelsea have ever had. And I'm happy for him from that POV, but from
he retired though, he didn't die. It's almost something. He's going to record a girl. Yeah.
But Femi,
before you bought me, we'll take a quick break and we'll come back. Thank you. All right, it's time for us to pivot. There are a number of things that we need to do. We had dropped a comment on Twitter. I think the digital guys had asked you, who would you go for in their prime? Mo Salah or Eden Hazard? I want to ask you three gentlemen, Eden Hazard, Mo Salah, in their prime, in their prime, in their prime. Who does it for you? Chuma, you're pondering, huh?
Chuma should go first. Honestly, because this is deep. It's very deep.
I'll go for Salah because he helped Liverpool win the Champions League and he scored more goals. Yeah, Hazard never won the Champions League with Chelsea.
Didn't he?
Yeah, he didn't.
But
Chuma.
Okay. He took them, Salah took Liverpool to the Champions League.
Yeah, won it, of course, in his prime. First things first, you should ask what age is prime.
What's the prime age?
But yeah, ideally, right, you know, prime, 25, 26, 27. For some, it can spiral into their early 30s, depending.
Yeah.
It's very hard. It's very hard because both players can do a lot of things alike. You know, they're quick across the turf. They're skillful. They can find a pass. They can shoot. They're good from penalties. You know, they have a lot in common. But I think I'll go for, I mean, for African bias sake, I'll go for Salah. Yeah, because I think that, you know, Salah has to be one of those players who redefined wing play after what Cristiano did in the Premier League, and you know he smashed a lot of records for Liverpool, all time Liverpool Premier League goal scorer. He's come very close he actually equaled Ronaldo's goal tally for a season, 32. Yeah. You know, his numbers are incredible. They're insane. You know, and one thing that Hazard didn't have was a lot of, you know, that goals and assists. Yes, he had it, you know, during his time, but Salah have been very consistent. On a very bad day, bad season, he scores 28 goals.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you look at the golf and then what he's being able to achieve with one club, while not just achieving, but playing an important role in them getting there, winning the Premier League after what? Almost 30 years,
mm-hmm.
winning the Champions League, you know, the Club World Cup and all of that. I mean, it's incredible.
Mm.
You can talk about Hazard and say, yeah, there are so many Chelsea players who, you know, did so well over the years within a short spell. But Salah has done it time and time again.
Consistently.
Especially for Liverpool. I mean, it's no-brainer. Okay. Has to be Salah.
Okay, so two for Salah now. Sam, what do you say?
It's going to be Hazard for me all day. And I know many would say because I have my affiliations with Chelsea, my bias for Chelsea. But I think prime age, like Anthony mentioned, for these two players, I think Hazard has had his between 23 and 27, just when he left Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
And Ramad, when he was going to Ramad, he was done. There was nothing left. But you look at
so you guys milked him.
He was completely done. He was exhausted. There was nothing left in Eden Hazard. And the whole Real Madrid situation never really surprised me, because I knew it was too late at the time he was moving. Maybe two seasons ago, if he had left
Sam,
if he had left two seasons earlier,
he left for Real at his supposed prime.
No, I think it was done. I think it was done when he was leaving for Real Madrid.
Are you sure what you're saying?
I think it was done.
Liverpool,
there was nothing.
Real Madrid wouldn't have paid 100 plus if it was done.
That's the point. It brings again to the fact, to the notion where people say, is Real.
Wasn't he about 27? Wasn't he about 27? That's when you are peaking.
That's when you're.
At a prime, I don't think prime is necessarily related with the age.
Unless it's football age. He's 32 now.
I don't think
except
his prime is related with the age.
I get
at
your
the time
definition.
When Hazard was Hazard, it was between 22 when he arrived in the Premier League and when he was leaving the Premier League for Chelsea. At that age, there was nothing left. He'd suffered injuries to the point where you think, oh, is he going to stay fit? So at Real Madrid, nothing really surprised anybody. Maybe those who knew him at Chelsea.
Oh, wow.
When he was going there, nothing really surprised him. But I think if you look at Salah, coming from Roma, everything Salah has achieved, who he is, it happened at Liverpool.
Mm-hmm.
And that was between what? He came at 25 or thereabouts, 25 to 27. So that's different prime age for the players. But you did mention something about the numbers.
31. 30 plus.
The numbers don't do Hazard justice. Hazard as a footballer was, if you look at the list of Chelsea legends, I don't think after Frank Lampard and maybe Gianfranco Zola, there's any other name you will call. If
Chelsea
not Eden
is a
Hazard.
Small club.
No, why are we having this conversation?
No, Sam.
But many would still say with Salah,
what do you mean?
Robbie Fowler, Fernando Torres.
We're talking about Liverpool's all-time Premier League goal scorer.
But I get Sam's point. It's like belittling who Zidane was because he doesn't have numbers.
Exactly.
I get Sam's
point. I made several points. You know, numbers were part of it. It's not everything. I understand that. I mean, Hazard, yes, was give a little bit more than what we saw in the output. But really, these two players were what? They operated as what? Wingers. You could say inside forwards.
Mm.
These are similar positions, and we've seen one be more productive.
But if you're going to call, if you're going to look
be
at
more who, productive who than really, the other.
Productivity is one thing, but if I want to look at who really maybe changed or redefined that role of wingers, I think it's more of a Hazard than Salah.
Hazard? How?
I think it's more of Hazard than Salah.
In what way? In what way?
The way he played, the way he... The word eludes me at the moment.
What did Hazard do?
Bring the numbers. Salah only he scored goals.
Yeah.
And because he wasn't a striker, it made him look, that was something nobody had ever done.
Cristiano had done it. That's why I mentioned
Salah,
that he took the burden, you know, that the Premier League had missed after Ronaldo left from the wings.
Here's a thought.
Yeah.
Salah's prime with Liverpool. If we didn't have that prime coincided when there was Salah, when there was Mane when there was Bobby Firmino.
Yeah.
Mm. If he wasn't, if those guys weren't there, would Salah have still...
I wonder what the guys think. I think at the end of the day, I think for consistency's sake, those were two players in their prime you want to have in their team.
Yeah.
And they have certain similarities. I think their national team careers turned out to be rather underwhelming.
Yeah.
But I will cut Salah far more slack than I will cut Hazard.
Yeah.
Because Hazard was a team of a member of a Belgian team
Golden
that was
generation.
Ranked number one in the world for much of his career.
Mm-hmm.
Number one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, beating Brazil, beating Germany to that spot. They were at the peak of their games with little to show for it. Yes. Did I think Salah managed to win AFCON?
Yeah,
he won AFCON.
Did he win AFCON?
Algeria 2019, Senegal 2020.
Hold on, they were beaten
no,
in the final.
2017, no.
They were beaten in that final by Cameroon, Bansal, Boubacar.
Yeah, 2017
final. Wasn't he?
When was the last time? Lost to finals.
Back to back?
No, not back to back. Lost the one in 2017 to Cameroon and then Senegal.
Yeah.
In between that, Algeria won 2019.
He never won.
Stop.
So very underwhelming careers for both of them
nationally.
But again, it comes down in the end. In the end, take everything. Numbers must play. Must play a factor. Don't forget, both of them started out as wingers. Hazard was both a left winger and a traditional number 10.
Yeah.
He played in that wing.
Lille?
Yes. He played in that position. And he had some glorious moments at Chelsea. But you cannot. You cannot. And also, consider the Chelsea he played for at that time. The team wasn't particularly bad in itself. He joined Madrid in 2019, which was 4 years ago. A bit of correction, so he was 28 at the time. Salah is 1 year...
older?
1 year younger.
Younger?
Salah is 1 year younger. But I think Hazard burst into our consciousness earlier than Salah.
Yeah.
Salah had been a bit of a journeyman. He had failed loan spells.
Yes. From Brazil, the Roma didn't really work out. Chelsea didn't really work out.
You know, but at Roma, we started to see the Salah that we know now. And so that by the time he came back to the Premier League, you know, it wasn't too much of a surprise what he did, and he did it in glorious fashion. Moment after moment, he carried the team, scored the goals that mattered in the end. And for that's the reason why, you know, I think for robust all-round play, midfield play, my heart would turn towards Hazard.
Yeah.
But when it comes to who gets me the result when I need it badly, it's got to be Mohamed Salah.
But here's a thought.
For European League football, not for national teams. Yeah. Either way, neither of them has impressed me.
So here's a thought, Femi. Why is it easy for, when we talk about the Messis and the Ronaldos, there's always the emphasis on who they are, who excites you, not the numbers necessarily.
What are you talking? Without the numbers?
Let me tell you,
without the numbers, there will be no debate between Ronaldo and Messi. Messi will snatch it every day. It's the numbers.
Okay, let's step down a generation. Let's come, maybe not a generation, let's come down to different set of players.
Yeah.
The Zidanes, the Kakas, the Ronaldinhos didn't do the numbers that Messi's and Ronaldo's did.
Yeah.
But then what differentiated one from the other when we talk about these sort of conversations is the fact that who excited you as a footballer?
You are mixing demigods with mere mortals. Where Zidane plays? Eden Hazard is ordinary.
I'm not trying to compare. I'm saying with the Salah and the Hazard conversation.
Yeah.
Let's link that these are two demigods, like you said, not up to the Zidanes and co. But why we differentiate this is because, we bring the numbers into play here.
Yeah.
But with these other set of guys, we say, the numbers are not primary. Let's look at who excites.
No, hold on. See, the numbers where there is no clear distinction between two individuals, the numbers must account for something. You talk about Ronaldinho.
Yeah.
You say, where are the numbers? Where are the numbers then? he scored goals with relative ease. And this is not to disrespect Eden Hazard. But you cannot. If you're going to even compare Hazard to somebody in terms of number, if you talk about Kaká, I'll probably begin to understand. But don't say these things in the same breath I've always felt that in my own football experience, and I think, you know, I'm the oldest in this room.
Yeah.
I've started seeing the World Cup before any one of you. I've started seeing European football before any one of you, and I say this. There is a pantheon where I keep three people, and I'm a Cristiano Ronaldo fan. I'm a Real Madrid fan.
Of course,
I love Ronaldo, but there's a pantheon where I put only three people: Pele, Maradona, Messi. Every other person is next to Cristiano Ronaldo, Zidane, Johan Cruyff.
Yeah,
everybody is just there. Eden Hazard does not rise to that. For me, he is brilliant. He is wonderful. Henry is ahead of him. In my own speculation, do you understand? And Ryan Giggs is ahead of him. In my own speculation, that's how I understand football. And there are many other players that I can you know, flip my fingers and come on, man.
But I think that on popular,
I don't discredit Hazard. Brilliant football. I think he never reached. He never really reached his full potential.
Just like Paul Pogba.
Yes. Never really reached his full potential. Like we said, he left at 28, left Chelsea at 28, and that was it. He never really found that form again, because otherwise, Pogba would... Right now, Eden Hazard should still be banging in goals. It's a terrible, terrible disappointment that Eden Hazard has to retire at 32.
Tough.
I know a footballer's span is so short, but at 32, when Messi and Ronaldo have, and the Italian players have really upped the ante, where people are playing close to 40s, the Zlatan Ibrahimovic's of this world, he just doesn't. It's not enough.
But on popular opinion, like I said on the platform, that amidst the disappointment, Eden Hazard still has a career thousands will
die to have. No doubt about it. He's one of those players. And again, like I said, it burst into our consciousness early. Eden Hazard was banging in goals and dribbling everybody at 22, 23, 24.
Yeah.
You understand. But then... You can look at the trajectory and the projection and say, wow, the world is in trouble. And then he gets to the traditional age where you peak. And then things happen.
Nosedives.
I mean, we still talk about Marco van Basten today or Gary Lineker. Gary Lineker, despite how short their careers have been.
I mean, even the great Pelé.
But, I mean, it happens. But I still think, if I'm looking for a game winner, my own is not the numbers. Game winner. Prime Eden Hazard, prime Mo Salah, most prime Mo Salah for me. Match winner.
Lethal.
I'm in trouble.
Salah.
I need somebody to find that fire. Mo Salah. Yeah, that's
take it to the bank, bro.
All right.
Cheers, bro. We'll leave the fire another day, bro. That was a good one. That was a good one.
Yeah. Where do we go from here? Look at the lines are busted. Yeah. Can we take one call again?
Yeah, but before we do that, Femi, let's also inform the listener out there that the Fans League is live today. And of course, remember, it happens Tuesdays and Wednesdays on Game On.
At 9:30,
9:30 to 10 p.m. So we've not forgotten about that. At 9:30, we're going to play the Fans League and give you the opportunity to win 10,000.
Before that, one play. Have you done what you're supposed to do? Remind them quickly.
*347, *880, *3#, *347, *880, *3#. And there's another message, and Anthony's gonna help us with that.
Yeah, well, everyone who knows what's up knows that Skirt is your confirmed daily companion. Now you only need to show up and Skirt is right there. So whether it's Skirt Blended Brandy or Skirt Cafe Rum, we are there with you all the way. When you aim, when you shoot, and when you win. So whatever your taste or vibe, MP Masterpiece Limited makers of Skirt are here for your satisfaction. If you like it smooth and strong, your master's choice drink, Skirt Blended Brandy, is right there for you. And if you love the uniquely blended coffee flavor and rich taste in alcohol, Skirt Cafe Rum, made from quality ingredients, is there to serve. Alone or with friends, at home or in parties, plain or mixed, however you want it, and for whatever occasion, Sket Blended Brandy and Sket Cafe Rum will soothe your mood just right.
Mm.
All Sket brands are registered with NAFDAC and not for pregnant women or persons under the age of 18. Remember to drink responsibly.
Mm. Brilliant. Oh, we said we were going to take messages, but time is not our friend. We wanted to take phone calls. Let me see whether we can just whether we can take a message or two, go on the break, and we come back to phone calls. What we got, Sam?
This one says, good evening, Femi and the gang. I want Osimhen to come to Chelsea or Real Madrid rather than Manchester United or Arsenal.
Mm-hmm. Can we take one more?
Taya from Aja. Okay, this one says, good evening, Femi and the gang. Please, I know that Eden is a good player, but please, Salah is better. That's coming from IK Henry from AJ. He says, okay. I'm absolutely sure he would have flopped in Madrid. Gareth Bale even did better in Madrid. Eden just had more superstar power.
Yeah, superstar power. In the end, it amounted to nothing. I think it's terrible. It's a terrible blow for football that he's had to retire. But when we come back, there's much to talk about. Don't go nowhere.